Hello, it's Jacqueline. Always a privilege and pleasure to share empowering moments with each and every one of you across this globe and beyond, reminding you of who you are and what you desire. Permission granted. I'm curious, have you ever been triggered in this lifetime? You better believe it, yours truly as well. I'm sure I've caused some triggers as well. I would like you to consider today and beyond, what if triggers are teachers? Triggers are teachers. What do I mean by that? What if every time you became triggered, instead of making it about something or someone outside of you, you asked a better question? You took a beat, you took a pause, you took a moment, and you said, what is this trigger trying to teach me? What is this trigger teaching me now? Much more profound question, it's your ability to be responsible. The word responsibility means the ability to respond versus react. When a trigger shows up, most of us are reacting. Is it true? And it makes sense because triggers usually do not feel good. So how do we react? We react with fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. We go into that sympathetic nervous system, the vagal nerve, the vagal tone, the vagus nerve, all the above that we have heard about. And we know that it mattered in the times of when we needed fight or flight. When you are in urgent and important and you need fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. So you know there's a new one, it's the fawn, and the fawn simply means this: the need to approve, the need for approval, the need to please, the need to be liked. Now all of us would love to please and be liked. We're not tantalizing and triggering others to not like us, but that's the latest that most of us or humankind will be now chronic in their way of being in the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Have you found yourself there lately where there was a trigger and instead of taking a beat or a pause, and now when we move forward, we're going to ask the better question, what is this trigger teaching me? We react and respond with, I'm out, never mind, fight, flight, are you kidding me? Do you know who you have? Freeze, we're shocked, we can't believe it. We forget who we are, or fawn. We overcompensate, we self-compromise, we think we'll make up for it with action. So instead of all that madness and minutia, my request is we go to parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. It's where you are at your best, where you are not wanting to flee the moment, where there's no other place you would rather be, and there's no other person you would rather be. And if we will allow for this, again, we're not inviting in triggers. But remember, this world is dynamic. 8 billion people on this planet alone, that most of humankindness is not deliberately triggering you, but either it happens or it doesn't, and I simply want you to be empowered. We're not here to dodge a moment or dodge a trigger. We're also not here to taunt a trigger. To be empowered, as I've reminded each and every one of you, it's not the absence of unwanted. It's not to be perfect. It would be too flat and too boring for any of us. It's also not to have always pain and suffering, for that is the absence of you, and that's when you're disconnected from you. I want you connected with you, and instead of becoming the trigger or being at the effect and reacting to the trigger, or fleeing the scene of the trigger, only for it to show up many, many more times until you're willing to get the lesson, you simply just go, huh, what if? What if this is a trigger wanting to teach me something? What is it wanting to teach me? Now, you can come up with so many lessons, and they can happen in a heartbeat if you'll give them your attention and intention. We're not wallowing in the trigger. We're interested and curious in the lesson, in the teacher. Because remember, the teacher shows up when the student is ready. So what if we also took that meaning? Oh, wow, I'm so prepared for this. I'm so ready and available to learn. I'm about to grow right here in this very moment. Now that becomes a lot more exciting. It becomes a lot more manageable. It has you want to be here because you know in this very moment, you're about to grow right before your eyes. In a heartbeat, you're about to evolve and expand. And that is the very reason you came here in the first place. You didn't come here to flee. You didn't come here to fight. You didn't come here to freeze up. And you certainly didn't come for the need for approval and external validation. I will give you a side note of a funny story that the next time you go seeking validation, maybe you'll remember this. So my sacred daughter and I were at a great dinner not too long ago, and I had my valet ticket, and I walked up to the maitre d' and I said, could you validate me? And I handed my ticket to him. And he said, oh, Miss Jacqueline, it would be my pleasure to validate you. You are beautiful, you are fabulous, you are stardust, you are empowered. And I just thought, that is priceless. The manager walked by and said, I've never heard that before. That is priceless that he would even validate you that way. Now, I'll take that validation. But I'm talking about the validation that says, I forgot who I am. I'm going to place that on someone else's responsibility. And therefore, whether it's nice or it's not so nice, it's a trigger or it's a teacher, it's all out of my hands. Oh no, you're an empowered being. You're going to call your power back. We're not looking for validation on the outside world. Excuse me. We're looking for reinforcement and reminders on that inner world. As within, so without. As above, so below, this place right here. So now we get curious and we think, triggers or teachers? Again, I'm not wishing for a lot of triggers coming your way, but I'm also not wishing for you to hide out from them either, because the best news is you'll be there, curious, eager, willing, a willing participant to grow and evolve beyond the circumstance, beyond whatever and whoever you think triggered it, and then you take your power back right in that moment. And that is real-time empowerment, when we can take our power back, when we look at a trigger, and instead of fleeing, fawning, freezing, or fighting, we neutralize. We look at it, we say, a trigger is here, and a trigger is here to teach me. You're not the trigger. We're not owning the trigger. A trigger is here. A trigger is here to teach me. This is meant to know. Note it. And in that moment, you're neutralizing it. You're diverting all power and making it all to that zero point where all things become possible. And when you can neutralize an emotion like a trigger, that is a heightened emotion, you can start to metabolize it and move it through and flow it through your body instead of it getting stuck or stagnant, to stay within your realm, within your biology and your biofield, and instead neutralize, metabolize, let it flow through you, and then you vaporize. Again, neutralize, metabolize, and vaporize. You can only do that if you show up to the moment knowing that you are here and this trigger is here to teach you. You are not the trigger, nor do you need to be the teacher. You are a willing participant in growing and evolving right in the moment. So never mind if it's the person on the highway, the next time you go get that great latte with all the extras, or you're sitting by yourself and you think, who am I going to blame this trigger on? Or who and what just happened? You go, wow, a trigger is here. And triggers are here to teach me. What is it that I want to learn? What is it that I'd like to learn? And here's what I'd let you know. No matter the circumstance, no matter the person, no matter the trigger, at the end of it all, underneath all of that, my coaching for each of you is that you learn that there's no one more empowered than you with you. There's no better person to be than you. And there's no better time to be you than right here, right now. And if you will utilize as a master both the triggers and the teachers to really remind you of all who you are today and that you came here to expand and evolve, can you imagine how many opportunities throughout the day and night you will have to continue your expansion and your ever-evolvement? It makes for a really fulfilling day, something to look forward to. Again, we're not looking and seeking for triggers. We're interested and curious in our ever-evolving, expansive self in this place called Earth as humankind, which we're so privileged to be here as these souls having a human experience. And I want it to be rich for you, empowering, and knowing that all the power resides within you. And everyone is off the hook of you neutralizing, metabolizing, and vaporizing anything that doesn't serve you. And as you do, what's left will be the lesson of, there is no better place to be than my personal alignment. Thank you for the reminder. for me to be in alignment. Thank you for the teaching, the trigger that taught me there is no better place, there's no better vibration than for my personal alignment. Permission granted.